This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Klaus Financial's Money in Motion. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. KLAASfinancial.com is the website. KLAASfinancial.com. Joining us this week, as they do each week, Steve and Malia. Malia and Steve from KLAAS Financial. Hope you had a good weekend and welcome back.
Yes, thanks, Mike. How was your weekend?
Great, great. Went to a Brewers game in Milwaukee, did a little tailgating and had a great time. Hope you guys had a fun weekend as well.
Awesome, we did. What a Cubs weekend again.
Yeah, Cubs are on fire, for sure. All right, well, you know, it is that time of the year where we're talking about baseball and we're talking about weddings. June is a big wedding month, isn't it? But before we get into that, we're going to talk about weddings and paying for them and that kind of thing, whether you're the person getting married or perhaps your daughter is getting married. Can you remind our listeners how, when, and where KLAAS Financial can assist you?
Yes, that's a great question, Mike. In fact, you know, as we've always pointed out, we offer a complimentary first meeting at KLAAS to help people talk about their current plans for retirement, and also usually offering some type of guidance as well. But again, that initial meeting is actually at no cost also. So we get a chance to understand the individual better, and they also get a chance to understand where we're coming from. When it comes to planning, as you've heard us say again many times, we're very strong believers in starting accumulating for retirement. The sooner the better, but especially within that 5 to 10 year window before retirement, to actually crystallize and fine tune your game plan, make any slight course corrections, so to speak, that you may need to take into consideration, so that you can in fact retire when you want to. As you hear us talk about, we act as coach and quarterback for our clients to a large extent, which means we not only help them in the planning process, but we help them implement their plan. We have two locations. Our corporate office is in Loves Park, Illinois, on Perryville across from Peak. We also have our office in Madison for those that live in the State Line area. It's in actually the suburb called Fitchburg. It's on McKee and Seminole Roads. When it comes to an individual that may want to check us out and gather some initial information, you can always check our website. As you pointed out, it's KLAASfinancial.com. They can actually sign up for our free weekly Market Pulse, which is an e-newsletter we shoot out. And naturally, we have all of our weekly podcasts on our website as well. For people that are working and unable to listen to us live, they can hear us after the fact.
Lots of opportunities to get to know us without having to sit down with us. But as Steve said, I think this is a good outline for people to understand various ways to connect.
Exactly.
Yes, and the discussions we're having right now are our podcast every single week at KLAASfinancial.com. So if you tune into this late or you tune into this early but had to leave and not finish it up, you can hear the whole thing at KLAASfinancial.com and sign up for the weekly Market Pulse update as well. And we should say, before we get into our main topic of today, our regular listeners know we give out a gift card. This week's gift card is a $25 gift card for Pier 1 Imports to the first person to answer our cost quiz question of the week correctly, which we will ask later on before 10 o'clock. And the number to call is 815-877-8440. That's 815-877-8440 for both the cost quiz question of the week answer and just to, you know, sign up or maybe book an appointment, a free complimentary first meeting at KLAAS Financial. You can call it to set that up at 877-8440 in the 815 area code. All right. So weddings. We're in June, and aside from politics and baseball, a lot of us are either going to a wedding or maybe are in a wedding or perhaps paying for a wedding. What do listeners need to know about weddings?
Well, as a side note, I just have to laugh to myself because this gift card we were giving away today, I think, kind of fits with the wedding kind of theme.
And, oh, yeah.
And recently, it wasn't actually Pier 1, but another similar type store I was in shopping at, and my 16-year-old says to me, Mom, who exactly buys the stuff that's in the store? And I go, well, someday, son, when you get married, there's likely to be someone who will be buying this kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So for all you female listeners out there, we're hoping you're going to try to win this today for yourself, all right?
Yes.
This gift card. But last week we were kind of dealing with a serious subject, which was the Department of Labor rule that came out. But we thought we'd lighten things up and be appropriate with this June wedding kind of thing that we're all usually, as you said, going to or part of. So love is in the air, and especially that's in June and July. So today we thought we'd talk some facts and figures, and just to let you know that over 2 million Americans do get married every year, and the average age right now is around 26, so that's moved up quite a bit since past years. And so with regards to planning a wedding, from the perspective of those of you who will be paying for the event, let's talk to them first. We like to talk about how much is it going to cost for this gala. Or better yet, how much should it cost? So there is some discrepancy, especially when I sit with clients and I ask the mother of the bride, how much are you thinking about spending? And I talk to the father of the bride, and we kind of see some big discrepancies there. First of all, I'll tell you, it's a little bit of sticker shock. Average wedding cost in the United States in 2015 was $26,444.
$26,444.
Right.
That's the average. And probably the biggest party you might throw in your entire life if you're paying for it.
Right. I mean, some people have bar mitzvahs and those things, bat mitzvahs, and I see those get just as pricey. But typically, you're correct. So the average, we've given that number out, $26,444, but couples typically spend between $19,000 and $33,000, somewhere in there. Lots of couples spend less than $10,000. You know, and as I try to remind my children of this, it's not about the wedding, it's what comes after. I try to really emphasize that. So really, should you pre-plan or pre-fund an account to do this for your future daughter who might be getting married? Probably a good idea. I mean, you know, even a 10th, you know, if I would say this, if they're engaged or if they're serious with someone, it's probably time to earmark some money aside. Now, I've met with people, females actually, who are 20, and they're telling me, well, I might get married someday, so I want to save money, put that aside. I'm saying once they're in a serious relationship, probably time to start earmarking it at least. Funding a future wedding from retirement assets, not so excited about that. We've had clients, I have, who have spent $100,000 for a wedding, and they could not really afford to spend that amount. And that was from their retirement account. So we're not even taking into account the tax hit they had, the penalties for taking it out too early. So really what we want to make sure is that you understand we need to be sensible. This is your future retirement. If you're helping foot the bill, how much is that really going to be? And you need to be able to say to your son or daughter, we are able to do this amount. Perhaps some of that money is going to go to a down payment for a house in lieu of paying for wedding costs, whatever that might be. You just really need to not just get caught up in the moment, but really sit down with even your planner, financial planner, and say, what makes sense? What can we afford to do or not do?
Yeah, I've talked to people, you know, years after their weddings. Very few people say that they didn't spend enough on their wedding.
True.
Usually we spent maybe a little bit too much. Those Tiffany, you know, centerpieces that we gave to people go home with, maybe we should have cut costs a little bit there.
You know, and sometimes that can even be a situation where they set the bar so high on that one first day of their marriage that it makes it even more difficult for the future.
Yeah. So what about, you know, we talked about retirement or maybe getting other people like, you know, parents or whatever to help out. But what if couples decide, you know what, we want to do this on our own and pay for the whole thing on our own? Does it make sense to take out loans for this or go into a little bit of debt to pay for your own wedding?
Yeah, that's a good question, Mike. And again, as Malia just mentioned a minute ago, for the most part, we would say, no, it's not a good idea to go into debt for your wedding day. But if you collectively want to set aside money and plan to pay for it so that you're actually paying cash, it makes sense. I mean, in today's environment, most newlyweds probably still have some college loans in existence. Mm-hmm. And they probably would not be that far away from purchasing a home and ending up with a home mortgage. If you take those, which would be the normal steps for many individuals, and then add in some big debt from a wedding day, that just makes it even more difficult as you're in your new marriage. Because typically, on average, one of the biggest arguments that occurs is with regard to money. And typically, it's debt with that money, whether it be credit cards or otherwise. So why put extra pressure on yourself just for that first day of the rest of your lives together?
Good point. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to get into the next step after the wedding, which is usually some sort of a house mortgage, maybe, if you're looking into that. We'll also ask the Kloss Quiz question of the week. This is Kloss Financial's Money in Motion. We'll be right back.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And we're back on the Michael Kulich Show, specifically Kloss Financial's Money in Motion. Before the break, we were talking about paying for a wedding. And what about the step after that, Stephen Malia? What about buying a house? There's a trend right now for many couples to buy a house even before they get married, I understand, right?
There is, Mike. And again, one of the things that we're going to encourage most people to take into consideration is that if they're looking to purchase a home to have a mortgage fund where you've actually, again, been saving some dollars towards that down payment, because that is going to have a difference on what your actual payments will be to help mitigate some of the potential pressures there. We're also strong advocates of looking to combine your finances together when, in fact, you do get married, so you're all on the same page. You use your, you know, debit account for paying your expenses collectively. You know that how many credit cards you have in total. Sometimes we'll see clients, they'll say, well, I have 5 cards and I have 6 cards, and they're all maxed out, and then they wonder why they're in trouble financially. So again, it is a meeting of the minds. It is the two becoming one. And in that process, again, there are many things that wrap around that combined finances for most people too.
We would prefer that people, believe it or not, have these conversations before they get married.
True.
That would be ideal. And oftentimes they're not. So really, I would encourage running a credit report. Both of you run your own credit reports and show each other so you can start cleaning up. There might have been a few areas, you know, that one person was negligent in taking care of, and collectively you guys can look at doing that.
That's because that love is in the air.
Yeah, the love is in the air. And,
yes.
And some of us have to be a little more reality-based.
Yes.
So this is a good point, though, Mike. We talked about the trend of people seem to be buying houses before they even get married. Part of this has to do with the low, low mortgage rates. So, again, we would offer newlywed buyers a strong beware. Don't put your marriage, your future marriage, your blissful marriage into potential financial ruin by getting over your head in debt. It's really not a good idea. I had a couple who came in and they were in their early 30s, a lot of student loan debt, very little amount in savings. And the realtor, and together with her lender, her mortgage lender, approved for them to buy like a $250,000 house.
Mm.
And I, as their advisor, suggested maybe they should wait a year at least and put some money aside. It doesn't matter how much you qualify for. What matters is this going to be a reasonable amount percentage-wise on a monthly basis? Well, they didn't listen. They ended up buying the big house. And I'll tell you what, their number one discussion point right now is stressful about money, because they, you know, really got in over their head. On the flip side of things, though, I'm going to say this. Mortgage rates are really, really low, so it's very enticing. So if you're able to do it and you found the right home for yourself, it's not a bad time to jump in and do that. But make sure you've got, as Steve was saying, get your finances combined, you have a reasonable household budget set aside for different items. The emergency fund, we've talked about that enough times. 6 to 9 months, we'd like to see at least of an emergency fund. Then we talk about looking at your future retirement accounts at work or in an IRA. So, and then potentially saving towards a down payment for a house. If you're going to be married for the rest of your lives, you've got time to set these steps up. So again, I'm all about love, but I want you to do it hopefully in the right order.
This time we're going to ask our class quiz question of the week. 815-877-8440. If you know the answer to this, you win a $25 gift card for Pier 1 Imports. The first person to call 877-8440 in the 815 area code to the correct answer to the question. In the United States, what was the average cost of a wedding in 2015? Again, in the United States, what was the average cost of a wedding in 2015? 815-877-8440. Lastly, I don't want to get too pessimistic here, but what are some other bewares that listeners should watch out for with regards to weddings and home buying and that sort of thing?
Well, you know, that's another good question, Mike. In reality, in today's environment, just as we've been mentioning with regard to many of the financial pressures that can occur for newlyweds and trying to build their lives together, unfortunately, a sad stat is that 50% of the people who get married will eventually get divorced. And for first-time marriages, it usually, you know, breakups usually a 40 to 50% chance of that happening. With second marriages, it could even be as high as 60 to 70%. So it is, I think, as Malia is pointing out, important to not only obviously have that love in the air, but also have that working together. Marriage is difficult. It takes work. I just talked with somebody this morning, and they had their 46th wedding anniversary, and she stated the same thing. It's hard work.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that process, it's communicating, it's understanding the differences there, and also being realistic with what occurs. Sometimes maybe one spouse is coming into that marriage with financially more assets than the other one, or more debt. So mm-hmm. it's definitely part of that conversation, as Malia suggested up front.
It's also important to consider things like life insurance as well, right? Not just, considering the mortgage situations, and I know prenuptial agreements have been discussed, particularly for people maybe on their second marriage. They know what it's like to go through a divorce and the mess that can occur financially with that. Some people do, especially in the second marriage, consider those prenups.
Yeah, you want to look at the estate planning documents, especially in reference to a second marriage with adult children. As you said, life insurance needs to be in place, perhaps to replace income for a spouse that's left behind. So very important to just take a close look at these things with your advisor. Again, hopefully it's your quarterback, kind of making sure that you've checked off all the boxes. We're going to say things like, hey, do you have a prenuptial agreement? Does it make sense? Some people don't want to hear that, but again, we're trying to be realistic. So we want to watch out for the concerns of both you and the person you're marrying. So it is a good time to be excited, but also, like I said, go down your list.
If you have any questions at all about anything we talked about today, call 815-877-8440. That's 815-877-8440. That is the Klaus Financial phone number. Their website is klaus.com, financial.com. Anything else, Steve or Malia, you would like to add before we say goodbye this week?
Well, both Steve and I have enjoyed wonderful marriages in our life, and as we say, it's all about the future, not just the single day. I know my father-in-law, before he passed away, he said to my husband, love is like a disease, and once it's infected, there's no stopping it. And I have to agree with that. That's why we have to keep the matters of the heart kind of separate from the matters of the checkbook. So listen to what we're saying. We want you to be excited, enjoy your life together. But again, just plan for it.
Exactly. Because again, that is the first day of the rest of your lives together as well.
Yeah. And I'll tell you, we have good friends that are that just got engaged and are about to, you know, start making these big decisions, you know, looking at a house together, when's the wedding date and all that kind of stuff. And I, you know, you don't want to be that older, busybody giving them all sorts of advice kind of stuff. But money, the earlier you talk about it, the more conflicts you're going to avoid.
I would definitely agree.
Absolutely, Mike. Sure. Absolutely.
Steve and Malia, thanks so much for coming.
Thank
back
you.
Onto the show.
Thanks.
Steve and Malia. I am Michael Coolidge. We'll be right back after this. Don't go anywhere.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.
This is Mike Onabini with Benny & Sons Body Shop. Steering means directing or guiding. When you steer your car, you're in control. But when you need collision repairs and your insurance company steers you to a so-called preferred shop on their list, it puts their hands on the wheel and them in control. Steering denies your freedom of choice and is illegal. Preferred shops are preferred for only one reason, because they agree to do the repair for the cheapest possible way. And that puts your car's value and your safety at risk. Make the safest choice, Benny & Sons, and make it your choice. And remember our free mobile claim service. We'll come to you and give you an estimate. We'll take care of the phone calls, insurance claim, paperwork, everything. So don't be steered. You do have a choice. Choose the finest in collision repair since 1931, Benny & Sons. Call us at 962-5000. That's 962-5000.
Always streaming live via the Radio Pup app on your mobile device. This is News Talk 1440 WROK Rockford, a Town Square media station.